Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BP J number 98. That's Bayis Pnimi joint Shir number 98. We're in the chapter in the book Setting a Table for Two by Avraham Peretz Friedman, pertaining to the proper hashkafes and attitude. Brought a lot of gems, a lot of practical concepts in order to have a good marriage and a beautiful marriage, on developing self-respect and healthy self-image, on never to talk disparagingly about yourself in regards to not to be so self-absorbed and to keep up good habits and talents that you had in your earlier years and keep it going through marriage, to maintain your physical appearance in a healthy way, to be careful the way you talk, among others. And now we're going to talk about more about developing respect and gratitude and love for your spouse. The Mesillas Yesharim at the end of Perek Zayin says something that is profound. A lot of people know it. It needs to be absorbed and internalized. And that's called Hachitzonius Ma'ireres Hapnimius. The outside awakens the inside. What you do outside, it may seem phony. It may seem external. You may not be in the mood to do it. But once you do it, it has an effect on the inside. It's a concept of that you determine with your behaviors, ultimately, it'll change your inner dimension of the person of who you are. One of the most important ingredients of any healthy relationship, and certainly one in marriage, is having respect for one another, kavod. But it's not so simple to generate those feelings of respect at times, especially in a time where they're very vulnerable, where they're unguarded, where there is weak points that you see and you tend to automatically concentrate on the weaker points more than you focus on the admirable qualities. It's human nature. And what happens is usually when we express outwardly emotions and enthusiasm is based on how we feel inside. So when you have happier times, or like Shana Rishayna in hopefully most of the cases, and you have loving behaviors and demeanors that flow easily one from the other spontaneously. When there was an infatuation period and you're in the middle of that infatuation period and you have that devotion for your spouse and it comes naturally. So then it's easy to display outwardly the behaviors of warmth and love and respect. But as time goes on, the feelings inside may wane a little bit. Infatuation decreases and then goes away. And then you have family challenges with children being born and financial stresses and other stresses. So the feelings you have to your husband and your wife diminish. So what do you do about that? So that's where the Mesillas Yesharim says this yesod. Chitzainius ma'ireres es hapnimius. The outside awakens the inside. Your outer behavior. Don't think it's superficial. Don't think it's phony. Don't think, well, I'm not being true to myself because in the inside, I don't feel it yet. That's not irrelevant. Your outer behavior produces genuine changes in the fundamental attitudes and emotions that are buried deep within you. So even though your inner feelings are not yet open and accessible, but your outer actions are, and that you could direct, and that you could adjust. So when you speak and talk with respect and love towards your husband or wife, even though internally you don't feel it yet, over time it'll be ma'orer es hapnimius, and it'll cause it to happen. So that truth will help you in your efforts to fan the flames of that ahava that may have been dimmed. It was never extinguished. It's like the coal that has still the flame within it, where with a little encouragement, it could fire up again and bring great light and warmth. There's no mitzvah in being just natural, aligning with my feelings. No. Here you have to be an actor. And your acting is truth because you do love your wife. You do respect her and you respect him and you love him. And you summon outwardly those acting abilities. I love my husband and wife. I'm going to act accordingly, even though inside I don't feel it right now. You decide to behave as you would soon genuinely like to feel. And you create that role. You are a great actor. It may seem fake, but it's not fake. You're the loving, adoring, excited, enthusiastic husband or wife. That's who you are. The behavior may come not naturally in the beginning, not so readily, not so instinctively as it did in the past. Right? In the past, you used to say these lines to your husband and wife that just ran off your mouth, like he says, like silk, like, and now it's like harsh wool. You can't, you know, it's hard for you to say those words. In other words, you look stupid. It wasn't, you didn't say, I love you for 10 years or how much you mean to me for 20 years, right? Forget about that. Steel yourself up. Take the courage with the knowledge that you're doing a great thing. You're doing a smart thing. You're creating your own reality. You're perfecting your own midos. You are enforcing the integrity of your marriage. And you're ensuring a lifetime of happiness and contentment. And you're being an Eved Hashem. You're not doing this to fool your husband or wife. You're doing it to fool yourself, quote unquote, to try to get yourself to rekindle those emotions that were once burned brightly in you. And even if it never did, it's in there and it could be developed. So don't worry. And then ultimately you'll believe it. Peretz Friedman brings in a note, something very important here. Don't think you're being disingenuous when you behave this way. Don't believe you're being dishonest when you're being this way. There's so many interactions that are genuine. And this is a genuine yesod. You summon up the absolute best impression of your spouse. Keep that image in front of your eyes. And relate to that best version of your spouse. That is truth. See the best in them, even though you don't see it in a day-to-day life right now. And talk to that person. It may not come automatically. You may have to work on it, but you're capable of doing that. And then once you do that and you interact with that way, it becomes a genuine part of you, even though right now it's beneath the surface. And right now you have more negative images of your spouse that are more conscious by you, but you access the best image of your spouse, you hold on to it, even though you're not inclined to because you're upset at some of the behaviors. You hold on to that best image and you act accordingly to that and decide to be ready to embrace and to enhance those genuine feelings of respect and love for your husband or wife. He quotes here, and he's a very wise person, and not Jewish, Eric Hoffer, and he said that pretense is like pretending. Seems like it's fake, but pretense is often an indispensable step in attainment of genuineness. Pretense is often the indispensable step in attainment of genuineness. It is a form into which genuine inclinations flow and solidify. What he means to say here is that this type of pretending, with the idea in mind of how you should be doing it, that will create a true, honest, flowing feeling. One of the biggest yesodos of this, of getting that respect there and interacting that way, is don't compare your spouse to anyone else. One of the most fundamental blocks in developing respect is when you view your husband or wife as a unique human being. That's the fundamental building block of developing respect. Viewing them as a unique human being, not make judgments based on comparison with other people, to appreciate your husband or wife's special qualities and focus on their strengths and not their weaknesses. Look at women who selflessly choose to build a home, to raise a family, sometimes foregoing great careers, and status, and money, and many, many benefits, which is not glamorous at home. And you could destroy her when you get angry at her, or you're thoughtless, and you say things like, why are our children the worst behaved children in school? Why is our house never neat? Why do you drag yourself around like a schlump, not like that other wife that is dressed to the hilt? You say these mean, cruel, thoughtless things. That last one is the worst one. You drag yourself down like a schlump, not like the other person's wife. So-and-so's wife. Different Bria. Has other issues, other problems, other things. Often the comparison is not so blatant. Why can't you get a job? We need the money. What do you do all day long? Hinting that other husbands know how to provide and you don't. Or, here's another one. Husband tells the wife, I guess she used to go to shul. She had a baby. I guess there's people who could take care of the baby, or there's an Erev, I don't know, whatever. But basically, he tells his wife, you know, Leah was back in shul this Shabbos, not even 6 weeks after her baby was born. Can you believe that? And what he's meaning to tell her is you, after 8 or 10 weeks after your baby is born, you didn't show up to shul. First of all, when I read this, then knowing that Leah, whoever this Leah is, was back in shul 6 weeks later and noticing it, that itself is problematic, by the way. Put that aside. But the idea being, though, you know, you don't bring people up this way. You treat people with respect. You elevate them. And they grow. So in this particular case, if a husband has a valid point, and the wife is indeed neglecting her appearance greatly, there are ways to address it. We explained it a lot in the Shiurim, in the main Shalom Bayis Shiurim here also. Jared Gottman approach, other approaches to how to go about it in a respectful, loving way. It is a good idea, obviously. We talked about it last week. We talked about it last year, the importance of having a healthy, good physical appearance at home as well. But even faults, you have to learn how to handle them. Very often when you access, like we talked about just before, when you access the positive and the best image of your husband and wife, and you talk to them with love and respect, they will become over time elevated to reach that level, to become better, to feel better about themselves, and to grow, and to dress better, and to behave better. When you try to bring out the best in other people, the best usually does come out. So, develop respect and gratitude. Love your spouse. Whether you feel the inner emotion or not, follow what the Mesillas Yesharim says at the end of Perek Zayin. That chitzonius meireres apnimius. And never compare your spouse to anyone else. Everything's tailor-made for you. And you ask Hashem for harchava and bracha in what you have. Not for what you don't have and was never meant for you, but what you have, what Hashem is gifting you and all the goodness that He placed before you. And you ask Hashem to bring bracha in that. Bracha v'atzlacha.